Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, stumble on the home stretch. Anthony Albanese forgets details of a major policy. Little girl forgotten, a family demanding answers. How was she left on a sweltering daycare bus? Strike action, more than 1,000 bus drivers walk off the job in Melbourne. And dramatic beach rescue, a swimmer pulled from the surf on the Gold Coast.
This is 7 News with Jodie.
Good morning. Anthony Albanese has come under fire again on the election trail. The Labor leader failed to remember his own party's NDIS policy when questioned by journalists.
What are the 6 points?
The 6 points are what we will do in terms of, was outlined by Bill Shorten, that we take pressure off people who are at the moment having their programs cut.
What are the other 5 points, Mr. Albanese?
We will put people... It you, is all you are, around you the are, theme of
Mr.
putting
Albanese,
people...
You are
putting people.
Saying you are across your brief. You've but just been handed your policy document, Mr. Albanese. You don't know. Mr. Albanese, this is embarrassing, isn't it?
Let's go live now to Jodie Lee in Canberra. Good morning, Jodie. Anthony Albanese has since spoken about what happened.
Good morning. That's right. Just as Labor's campaign was gaining momentum, the wheels seemingly fell off over the NDIS. What you didn't see there was the opposition leader stepping away from the cameras to retrieve policy documents from an advisor. He returned and after a few uncomfortable moments of paper shuffling, did read out the party's six-point plan to overhaul the NDIS. Last night, he appeared on the ABC's Q&A and defended his stumble.
The point here, David, isn't some bureaucratic gotcha game. The point here is putting people back in charge of the NDIS and at the centre of it. And one of the things I reckon that really alienates people from the political system completely is this idea that politics is about a sort of series of gotchas and a game playing.
Certainly not what Labor needed just 15 days before Australians head to the polls, Jodie.
Okay, Jodie Lee in Canberra, thank you. The family of a little girl left alone in a hot minibus in central Queensland says the ordeal has left them mortified and hysterical. The three-year-old remains in a Brisbane hospital as police investigate how this happened for the second time in 2 years.
Nevaeh Austin should have been cared for, but carelessness almost killed her.
No amount of forgetfulness or, oh, I just had a moment, doesn't cut it. This is a little girl.
Fighting back tears, the three-year-old's grandmother demanded answers from everyone at Le Smiley's Early Learning Centre in Rockhampton.
They are in their care the moment they are with them. You expect that child to come home.
Nevaeh was picked up by two staff yesterday, but somehow when they arrived, she was forgotten. She was their one job, literally.
It would appear that Nevaeh was the only child on the bus at the time.
For 6 hours in 30-degree heat, she remained strapped in the van, just metres from a sign clearly warning of the dangers, asking drivers to check their seats. Nevaeh was unconscious when she was finally found, rushed to intensive care in Brisbane.
It would appear that there were some breaches of procedures.
Put in place following the death of a three-year-old boy in Cairns 2 years ago, also forgotten on a bus.
We're trusting them with our children. So they're taking our children and we're trusting them to bring them back.
criminal charges were laid then, it's likely they will be again.
We will potentially look further afield than just the driver and the support worker.
Nevaeh is tonight conscious and speaking, but it's too early to know what long-term damage may have been caused.
They need to be held accountable, and trust me, they will be.
Andrew Denny, 7 News.
Commuters in Melbourne are facing a day of disruption with 1,500 bus drivers going on strike. Drivers from two of the city's biggest bus companies are walking off the job today over pay and working conditions. The Transport Workers Union expects 1,300 buses will be taken off the road. Thousands of school students are going on strike at midday, demanding urgent changes to government climate policies. School Strike for Climate will host protests across the country, including at Sydney's Town Hall and on Parliament lawns in Canberra. They're demanding political parties end fossil fuel donations and that emissions are slashed in the next term of government. Beachgoers are being warned to watch for dangerous surf conditions after a dramatic rescue on the Gold Coast last night. 7 News coastal expert Paul Burt was doing a live cross when he saw a 10-year-old boy being swept out to sea.
Live television turns into a dramatic rescue.
I was talking to Steve and Amanda here at 7 News on the Gold Coast about this little gutter that was looking so innocent, but it's that kind of scenario that drags people out.
A family on holiday in Australia and unfamiliar with our dangerous surf conditions.
They got sucked out, and it was a 10-year-old boy, as you can see on the beach here, that got dragged out into this fierce gutter and, of course, into that rip.
The boy was swept around 325 metres out to sea. Paul Burt spotted the situation unfolding, running into the water with a group of other swimmers to rescue him.
Being a lightweight, he managed to stay afloat and come in adjacent to the southern side of the gutter, and a couple of, about four or five of us jumped in, but he's living, he's breathing, he's conscious, he's talking, but the ambulance here are doing the best to obviously keep him alert. No doubt he would have taken a fair bit of water in.
He was taken to Gold Coast University Hospital for observation, but has since been released. A little boy lucky to be okay. Keziah Dawn, 7 News.
Buckingham Palace has announced the Queen will be skipping this year's Royal Garden parties. The events, which are held in the Palace Gardens, are a tradition over the spring-summer season. Her Majesty will instead be represented by other family members. The Queen, at 96 years of age, has struggled recently with mobility issues, which have forced her to pull out of some events. The Victorian Premier has been questioned in secret for a second time by the state's anti-corruption watchdog. The Australian reports Daniel Andrews was asked about his association with a property developer under investigation for allegedly corrupt land deals. IBAC has previously questioned the Premier about the culture within the Victorian Labor Party. Former NRL star Jamil Hopewadi has pleaded guilty to cocaine supply. The ex-Bronco made the admission in court yesterday. He was arrested after a police sting at Botany in May last year after accessing a truck linked to a $154 million haul.
Anything to say about your actions?
At this stage, it's too early to make any comment.
He will be sentenced in June. There are grave fears for an Australian mother whose two-year-old daughter was found alone at night on the streets of Mexico. Tani Shanks had been holidaying with her ex-partner when the pair mysteriously vanished.
Cancun, near a church in the dead of night. Local media film police comforting a toddler found wandering the streets.
Is that Patty? Yeah, it looks so much like it.
It was. Her mother, Tani Shanks, now missing, as is the two-year-old's father.
There was no way she would let her daughter out of her sight, right?
Tani, originally from the Whitsundays, had moved to Mexico 9 years ago, but was returning home to Australia next month.
She's been over there for some time and separated with a partner. She's then had a small holiday with the partner and the child.
The trio had been travelling by car from El Coyo to Tulum, but Addie was found 2 hours away in Cancun, the holiday hotspot where Tani once lived.
Whether they've gone there to see friends or when something's happened or if something's happened beforehand.
Tani's older brother is now bound for Mexico. His young niece is an Australian citizen. This will be the first time the pair have met.
We're just trying to work out our passport now and then find Tani.
The family has offered a $5,000 reward for Tani's safe return. Ben Murphy, 7 News.
Rising living costs are seeing many of us look harder for deals, and they're reigniting Australia's supermarket wars. With Coles launching a bulk buy range to help families save, we've asked experts to crunch the numbers on whether buying more costs less.
It's enough to make anyone anxious. Standing at the supermarket checkout waiting to see how much the latest shop will set you back.
I have 3 kids. Obviously it's extremely expensive.
New research from Compare the Market has confirmed bulk buys at wholesalers save you money.
It can be quite considerable, up to hundreds of dollars in savings.
Comparing Costco with the supermarket giants, Compare the Market found buying in bulk pays off. You can get 120 dishwashing tablets at Costco for $40. At major supermarkets, it's $67.50. 300 metres of cling wrap will cost you $10 if you bulk buy a third of the majors. A roast chicken is almost half the price for 20 kilos of dog food, $65 versus $103. 1.2 kilos of Cocoa Pops is half the price at Costco. But Kleenex toilet paper was $6 cheaper at the supermarkets.
Inflation is to remain high until mid-2024, so these prices look like they're here to stay.
While some items like Tim Tams have stayed the same price over the past 6 months, others, like the potato, have jumped by 50%. Another thing you can do without spending a cent.
You can save up to $2,500 over the course of the year by just using what you already have in your cupboard.
Georgie Chumley, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is down by a whopping 1,000 points this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell. The All Ords finished 74 points up and the ASX 200 up 60. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,875 an ounce. Oil is $108 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.89 US cents, almost 92.5 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. The World Health Organization says nearly 15 million people have died as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, more than double the official death toll. The number of deaths directly attributed to COVID-19 is just over 5.4 million, but the WHO report included those who died of indirect causes, including people who couldn't access healthcare during outbreaks. Amber Heard has spent a second day on the witness stand giving evidence in Johnny Depp's defamation trial in the US. Let's go live to US correspondent Tim Lester in Los Angeles. Good morning, Tim. She gave further insight into the breakdown of the couple's marriage.
Good morning, Jody. Yes, including discussing how at the couple's engagement party, Amber Heard's father apparently ran out of drugs and Amber Heard has told the court that he went to get drugs so that he and Johnny Depp could share them at the party. A particularly teary description, though, of her time in Australia with Johnny Depp in March 2015, just after the couple were married. She said she turned up in Australia believing that Johnny Depp had both gotten off drugs and alcohol, only to find that he was taking drugs when she arrived. She's then given a lengthy and teary description of one particular incident, one particular fight between the couple. This as their defamation case continues.
Nothing worked. Nothing changed. How mad he was at me and constantly telling me I had done something wrong to deserve what was happening. Until, of course, he takes it too far, hits me too hard, breaks too many things in the house, and then leaves.
The defamation case, of course, centering on an opinion piece that Amber Heard wrote for the Washington Post in 2018, where she did not name Depp, but alluded to the fact that there had been violence in their relationship. He is suing her for $70 million. She's countersuing for twice the sum. Jody?
Very messy. Okay, Tim Lester, thank you. Ukrainian officials say the situation in Mariupol's besieged steelworks is critical as the last holdout in the city comes under constant attacks by Russian forces. Around 200 civilians, including children, remain in a network of bunkers where active fighting is still underway. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says reaching those sheltering underground will require moving rubble by hand. Pope Francis has been seen using a wheelchair in public for the first time, days after revealing he's been having treatment for knee pain. The pontiff was wheeled to a meeting at the Vatican with nuns and mother superiors from around the world. The 85-year-old pope will undergo a minor operation in coming weeks to repair a strained ligament. The global cost of living crisis has prompted the Bank of England to hike up interest rates to 1%, a 13-year high. It's also revised its inflation forecast, tipped to top 10% this year. The decision follows that of the US Federal Reserve, which made its biggest increase to the cash rate in 22 years, up by 0.5%. Earlier this week, our Reserve Bank lifted it by 0.25%.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
In sport, David Warner has smashed an unbeaten 92 in the Delhi Capitals' win over the Sunrisers. Facing just 58 balls, the Aussie opener blasted 12 fours in his innings, helping the Capitals power their way to a total of 207.
Shot again. He can keep bowling short to David Warner for the next 50 years. It'll make no difference.
In reply, the Sunrisers fell 21 runs short. All-rounder Mitchell Marsh finished with bowling figures of 1 for 36. A starring performance from Adam Reynolds has seen the Broncos prevail 32-12 over Souths. Taking on his former club, Reynolds set up the Broncos first. The playmaker then found the try line himself, thanks to a Pat Carrigan offload. Selwyn Cobbo was just as destructive for the Broncos, crossing for two tries, Brisbane going on to record their third consecutive win, a feat they haven't achieved since 2019. With a game in hand, Wellington Phoenix is through to the A-League finals after beating Western Sydney overnight 2-1. Wellington's Sam Sutton struck the perfect volley 3 minutes in. Wanderers found the equalising goal, although it wasn't as near spectacular as Wellington's second, Reno Piscopo delivering a fight-foot thunderbolt.
There's Piscopo getting onto the right foot. How about that? Reno Piscopo underlining all his class.
It's the first time in two seasons that Phoenix has secured a place in the playoffs. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, onshore winds feeding a trough will produce showers and storms over eastern Queensland. Strong winds feeding a trough will produce showers over Tasmania and southern Victoria. A trough will bring isolated showers over northeast Western Australia. Onshore winds will bring showers over coastal South Australia and the Top End. Around the capitals today, showers in Brisbane heading for a top of 25 degrees. Sunny and 21 degrees in Sydney. Early frost, then mostly sunny, heading for a top of just 13 in Canberra. Late showers, 16 in Melbourne today. Heavy rain easing in Hobart, 15 degrees. Adelaide showers with a top of 17. Perth sunny, heading for 24. Darwin mostly sunny, 35 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Friday, the 6th of May 2022.